Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. You know, some people are in the background of your life for a really long time. They are the teachers who we rely upon, and we follow them through our lives, returning again and again to their writings, their wisdom, their integrity, from which we have always drawn the sanity of truth when we have felt ourselves perhaps swallowed by all the lies that can surround us. So it is for me with grief that I find out today Maya Angelou has transitioned out of this life and gone on into the next one. Maya Angelou, for me, was somebody I could rely on. She was one of my sheroes going back, way back to the very early 80s, when I was so mesmerized with her. She had been here in Minneapolis, and a friend and I had gone down, taken the bus, I can't even remember where. But my friend, you know, he knew I was an aspiring poet, and he said, "You really must come and hear Maya Angelou." So we went, we took a bus. I was young. I mean, I'm thinking I was maybe 22. And there she was, and she read a poem. And this poem was about the pain that the person, the narrator, was feeling for the color of her skin, for the way she looked, how the narrator was being teased. And I remember Maya Angelou just reciting the lines about how she just throw her head back and laugh. And I just laugh. And I can still see her saying how she just laugh, and the tears just streaming down her cheeks. And I am moved to even remember this. I was so struck by the honesty of it. And that's the kind of thing I think I have always clung to in the people that I admire. And she's one of them. I mean, when Maya Angelou came on the television anywhere, when she was speaking, you know it was the truth coming out of her. And thank God for that, because that was reliable and necessary. And for someone who really felt she needed role models, Maya Angelou was at the very beginning of that turn for me, away from the standard fare of the white American male. And there were a group of women, and they were Adrienne Rich and Maya Angelou and Toni Morrison and June Jordan, for me, as role models. They paved the way. So I hope whoever you are listening to this, we just keep going. We just take the reins. They're being passed on. And that's our job, you know, if we accept it. That's how it goes. And for a long time when I was younger, I felt, how could I possibly carry on you know, in the steps of anybody like this, like June Jordan, like Maya Angelou. And it isn't that you can do what they did, but it's that you carry yourself with that great integrity and move forward in truth. And that's what that is. Moving forward in truth. Caring about each other as human beings. So I said to myself this evening, I would really be remiss if I didn't say something about Maya Angelou. And so here I am this evening with you. And I thought, well, what can I say that more famous women haven't already said? And I thought, well, maybe I'll just let Maya Angelou say it. So I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach for a book of poems of hers from my shelf, take a book of poems and open it up. And the first poem that appears is the one I'll read. This is a little synchronicity coming right at us. Maybe straight from Miss Maya. But anyway, I'll leave you with this poem that I opened to called Elegy. And she dedicated it to Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass. I lay down in my grave and watch my children grow proud blooms above the weeds of death. Their petals wave, and still nobody knows the soft black dirt that is my winding sheet. The worms, my friends, yet tunnel holes in bones, and through those apertures I see the rain. The sun-felt warmth now jabs within my space and brings me roots of my children born. Their seeds must fall and press beneath this earth and find me where I wait. My only need to fertilize their birth. I lay down in my grave and watch my children grow.